From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. All 12 boys and their coach have now been pulled out of a flooded cave in Thailand, where they'd been trapped for more than 2 weeks. The rescue on Tuesday was the third consecutive day of efforts to get the boys and their coach out of the cave. 4 boys were rescued Sunday, another 4 guided to safety on Monday. 2 of the 12 boys have lung infections, but officials say all of them are generally healthy and in good spirits. European Council President Donald Tusk and President Trump traded barbs about NATO funding a day before a scheduled meeting of the military alliance in Brussels. President Trump has now arrived in the city. From his Twitter account early Tuesday, he continued his ongoing comments regarding how NATO member countries are not paying their fair share. But during a news conference in Brussels Tuesday, Tusk responded to comments from Trump directly.
Dear President Trump, America does not have and will not have a better ally than Europe. Today, Europeans spend on defense many times more than Russia and as much as China. And I think you can have no doubt, Mr. President, that this is an investment in common American and European defense and security, which can't be said with confidence about Russian or Chinese spending.
NATO says the United States funded about 70% of its expenses in 2017. NATO's 29 member nations have to spend 2% of their gross domestic product on defense by 2024, but NATO says it's likely that not all members will meet that target. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May has met with senior lawmakers as she tries to restore government unity after 2 key resignations. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The meeting came after Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson and Brexit Secretary David Davis quit, saying May's plans for future relations with the European Union don't live up to their idea of Brexit. Pro-Brexit lawmakers say the Prime Minister's ideas for free trade and regulatory alignment with the bloc will stop Britain forging an independent economic course. May's government is split between Brexiters and a group that want to stay closer to the EU, Britain's biggest trading partner. May has replaced Johnson with loyal former Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt and given Davis's job to ambitious Minister Dominic Raab in a bid to shore up her authority. Charles de Ledesma, London.
At least 10 people were killed, 4 others wounded Tuesday in a suicide bombing attack in eastern Afghanistan. The bomber detonated explosives strapped to his body at a security checkpost in Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province, on the border with Pakistan. Al-Ashtar Brigades, a Bahraini Shiite militant organization with ties to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, has been identified as a specially designated global terrorist organization by the United States. On Tuesday, the U.S. State Department accused the group of trying to enhance Iran's agenda in the Gulf region and working to overthrow the U.S.-backed government of Bahrain. 7-time champion Serena Williams moves on to the semifinals at Wimbledon. Correspondent Graham Agars reports.
Serena Williams has been pushed to a third set for the first time in the championship, having to fight back from a set down before beating the Italian shotmaker Camilla Giorgi. Williams, in her biggest test yet, took an hour and 43 minutes before advancing to her 11th All England Club semi-final with a 3-6 and then 6-3, 6-4 victory. Her reward is a showdown with the 12-seeded German Julia Gerges, who beat Kiki Bertens in 3. Angelique Kerber stopped the 14th seed Daria Kasatkina 6-3, 7-5 at the reach a Final Four clash with the 12th-seeded Yelena Ostapenko. Graham Agars, Wimbledon.
Carmaker Tesla said Tuesday it will build its first factory outside the United States in Shanghai. When that happens, Tesla will be the first wholly foreign-owned automaker in China. The decision was made after China promised in April to end requirements that force foreign automakers to deal with local partners. Tesla says construction will begin soon and production will begin in 2 or 3 years. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.